push prices higher. We are in a classic bullish market right now in oil, and people are talking about $60 oil.
If there's any good news, it's that when adjusted for inflation, prices are still below 1980 levels. Sentencing is set for August 2nd for two former Tyco officials, Dennis Kozlowski and Mark Schwartz, convicted today of charges they stole hundreds of millions of dollars from the company they were running. Well, everybody got out okay, but today's helicopter crash in the New York City's East River has authorities scratching their heads. It is the second chopper crash this week, and Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says you have to wonder.
I think it's cause for concern. I think it's something that has to be looked at. I mean, it's certainly unusual to have two helicopters go down in New York Harbor in this three-day period.
Tuesday, a sightseeing helicopter crash-landed into the same river. Six tourists and the pilot were hospitalized. This is CNN Radio News.
There's never been a better time to get XM, because now when you buy an XM satellite radio, you'll get a second radio free. Simply purchase an XM radio by July 2nd. Use a credit card for service and activation fee, and you'll receive a Rode 2 XM radio for free. It's the perfect Father's Day gift, so you and your dad can listen to sports, news, talk, and 100% commercial-free music. Check it out at stores like Best Buy or Circuit City, or visit XMRadio.com. XM Satellite Radio. Free Rode 2 with purchase offer requires mail-in redemption and prepaid three-month service commitment. Restrictions apply.
As a small business owner, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once. Buying items you need for your business, while at the same time buying items you need for your home. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low cost on items for your home as you do on items for your business. You've got a lot going on. Count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
A Florida prosecutor has agreed to look into the collapse 15 years ago of Terry Schiavo. Her husband says he called 911 as soon as it happened. But Florida Governor Jeb Bush says there are now indications that Michael Schiavo may have waited as long as 70 minutes before calling for help.
I'm not suggesting anything other than this new information came out in the medical examiner's report. It is not the duty of the medical examiner to deal with this issue. His duty was done very professionally.
Schiavo died this past March after a feeding tube was removed. Her husband Michael calls this new investigation an outrage. In Fresno, California, 58-year-old Marcus Wesson was convicted today of the murders of nine of his own children and the rape and molestation of seven of his daughters and nieces. Believe it or not, some of his family members still support Wesson. The penalty phase of his trial begins Wednesday. Prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty. This is news from CNN Radio. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the federal statute outlawing marijuana supersedes any state law allowing marijuana. In spite of that, Oregon officials are proceeding with their medical marijuana program. Kevin Neely of that state's Attorney General's office does not expect to see any prosecutions.
We have no indication from either the Department of Drug Enforcement or from the state U.S. Attorney, the Oregon U.S. Attorney, that they have any intention of prosecuting folks who are complying with Oregon's law.
Oregon, one of 11 states allowing the medical use of marijuana. And a close call from Massachusetts woman Wendy Cobb going through a dumpster looking for aluminum cans when the garbage truck came to empty the dumpster. The driver was just about to press the compacting button when someone heard her screams. By the way, she's going to be okay. I'm Greg Black. And this is the CNN Radio Network.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The whole Deep Throat story is very interesting to me. The Mark Felt story is that if that guy has been hiding for 30 years, I mean, how many other unsolved mysteries are there out there? I mean, there's like, well, of course, JFK. Of course, there's a mystery of what's this weird spot on my arm, which I'm going to have to solve later today at the doctor. There's the mystery of, you know, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi, you can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
You are fed up. This is the Mike Molloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Finding my day.
Seekers, Molloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in on Friday. It's not a holiday anymore. I think I said that last week. For everybody who listens to this program on the quake in San Francisco, apparently last night they were upgrading their computers, and they didn't carry the program, this program, for about an hour or two. And I got about 100 emails. I don't know how many the station out there got. Air America got a bunch. This happens all the time. If something, if for some reason this program isn't on the station that you're used to hearing it on, or if the internet stream is screwed up or whatever, people really go berserk. And I, you know, in a way, I appreciate that. It really shows the loyalty. Is that the right word to the program or the? I don't know. I guess that's what it is. The loyalty to the program, but. Usually it's a mechanical thing, okay? So what I'm suggesting is if you tune in at night, any night, to hear this program on your local radio station or satellite radio or the internet or however you get it, and you hear something else there, don't panic. You know, it's probably just some kind of a technical screw-up that the outlet you're listening to is dealing with. A lot of times when folks are listening on the internet, so many folks log on to various sources to hear the program that it just overwhelms the server, and you get these terrible delays and the rebuffering and yada, 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 yada. But make the assumption first that it's just a technical foul-up somewhere along the line, and don't panic. But thanks anyway. I must, like I say, I must have gotten 100 emails from folks that listen to, what is it, KQKE, I think that's what it is. The quake in 9:60 a.m. on in the San Francisco Bay Area. We have some audio for you tonight, some clips and topics that we didn't get to earlier this week. I guess most notable in that is Dick Durbin's remarks about Guantanamo. We also have Frist on his video diagnosis of Terry Schiavo when he was on Matt Lauer's program. Is that, what is that, NBC? ABC? NBC, the Today Show. Also, Jeb Bush today insisting on continuing to feed off the corpse of Terry Schiavo. These people just, you know, a lot of people say, Molloy, God, you know, you're what's the word I'm looking for? The language that you use in conjuring up these visions, you know, about devouring or eating on the corpse, the imagery, eating on the corpse of Terry Schiavo is pretty pretty over the top. Is it? Is it really? That's exactly what it is. I don't know how else to put it. These right-wingers are going to continue to feed on this woman's corpse until every last bone has been broken open and the marrow sucked out, every eyelid devoured, every ear eaten, every toenail sucked down into their filthy gullets. They just won't stop. They just won't stop. That's the thing that is, one of the things so irritating to me. This is why I do not like Christians anymore. Now, by Christians, I'm talking about the Dominionists. I don't put quotes around the word anymore, but there is a difference. Did y'all read, by the way, as an aside, did you read Senator, or former Senator, I believe Senator John Danforth's column in the New York Times this morning, which I thought was excellent? And he's writing from, he's an Episcopal minister, I believe, in addition to having been a senator. But he was writing about moderate, the moderate political approach of Christianity. And I read Danforth's column this morning, having coffee, and I just thought, I'll be damned. Almost made me want to start rethinking my my atheism. Then I thought, you know, I thought about that for about all of 10 seconds. I thought, nah, that's okay. That's all right. I'll stay where I am, John, but thanks for writing what you wrote. But the thing that irritates me the most about right-wingers, neo-Nazis, whether they're Christian neo-Nazis or political neo-Nazis, is nothing stops them. Nothing. You ever have a Christian get in your face? Are you saved? I beg your pardon. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus? I beg your pardon. Do you know Christ? You know you're going to burn in hell if you... excuse me? I'm Jewish. Well, then you're going to burn in hell for 2 eternity. Okay, I'm Catholic. Oh, my God, you're going to burn in hell for... Okay, look, I'm a Buddhist. Oh, God. Do you know Jesus? Look, I'm just trying to live my life. I'm an atheist. You're a what? This nasty, ugly, galling persistence that these creepy Christians have, whether they're crawling across a parking lot in a clinic where abortions are performed, or if they're trying to bring little cups of water to a dead woman outside the hospice Terry Schiavo's corpse laid in for all those years. It doesn't mean if they're political right-wingers. It doesn't matter, no matter how many facts you beat them with, slap their funny-looking faces with. They keep coming. And coming, and coming. Again, it's like Romero's Night of the Living Dead. They just keep coming. There's no way to stop them. You can rip their arms off, rip their heads off, urinate in their necks. Nothing stops them. They just keep coming.
Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? We got to save Terry Schiavo.
Good God, where's Buffy? Buffy! Buffy!
God.
That's what Jeb Bush reminds me of. And that turtle, Gary Bauer's at it again. And that psychopathic Randall Terry. Isn't he a piece of work? These people, I just kind of sort of wish the historic Christ, I believe Christ lived. I believe he's a real guy. I really do. I don't have any problem with Jesus Christ. Well, let's call him Jesus. You know, Christ put something on it that I don't think should be there. So let's call Jesus of Nazareth, you know, the carpenter guy who wandered around the Middle East, you know, this nice Jewish young man wandering around the Middle East. 2,000 years ago, say, listen, you know all that stuff in our holy books? About kill, murder, rape, and blah, 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 blah. It's not right. That's all he said. But if Jesus were to walk into one of these fake churches today, I'd like to see Jesus go up to James Dobson and just rip his head off and toss it into hell so the demons could play soccer with it. I would love that. I would love that. Oh, my God. Now, that would make me give up my atheism. But not the 900-foot Jesus that, what's his name, Oral Roberts. I love that name. Saw all those years ago, you know, Oral Roberts. Oh, my God. At first, years ago, I used to think, you know, that would make a great mouthwash. And then when I got a little bit more sophisticated and you know, started hanging out with some of my friends, I said, mouthwash? No, Mike. Not mouthwash. Oh, God. I hate them. This persistence, this dead-headed, dullard kind of persistent. No, Jesus. No, Jesus. No. Oh, my God! Well, here they are with the Schiavo thing. All right, so we're going to play a little bit of that for you. We also have what may or may not become a regular Friday feature called Good News Week. It's a brief... What is tonight's, Kathy? Runs 2.5 minutes? It's a montage of the important sound bites that we play during the week, kind of a weekly news wrap-up. And usually what it's going to have, for the most part, there'll be a few bits in there. Like tonight, I think Durbin's in there, and I think Cindy Sheehan is in there, and a few good guys are in there. But some of the sound in there will be the pig man's in there tonight. But what it shows is... The lies and the dullard kind of Christ on the cross persistence of these people, no matter how many facts are presented, no matter how many autopsies are performed, no matter how many times somebody says, you know, the world really is round, it's not flat. Did you see this thing on ABC News tonight? These Kabbalistic Jews out in Hollywood who are defiling their religion. Now, you see how the Christians defile theirs, but these the Kabbalah, you know, this ancient mystical study of the ancient Hebrew texts, and people like what's her name, Madonna, and all these Hollywood and showbiz types have stolen this ancient ritual and they have these three people who run the Kabbalah Center in Hollywood saying, yeah, if you pray the Kabbalah prayers over water, you can change its atomic structure. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, I thought only the Christians were crazy. The Jews are too!
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Find out more about authors and guests at themike921.com. This is The Mike 92.1.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who's changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
This Sunday, see who's made it to the top five and cast your vote as the countdown to number one continues. Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and every Sunday in June on the Discovery Channel.
Stephanie Miller.
Senator Barbara Boxer, the matron saint of the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's really nice to have that introduction.
Stephanie Miller.
The president's spokesman, Puffy McMoonface, oh, I'm sorry, Scott McClellan, he seemed a little startled by that whole advise and consent thing that they put in the agreement.
Right.
He was like, the president, oh, he's supposed to talk to both parties before he sends a nominee? I mean,
well,
they really...
Well, I think they're startled at the Constitution.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
And now... more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
.com. Click on the Get Involved link and take part in the revolution. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
When you turn your heart and your life over to Christ, when you accept Christ as a Savior, it changes your heart and changes your life.
Don't stop. As long as we're on this, we're going to play the sound for you, all the sound we have. It's not that much, but you're going to find it very amusing. Before I get to that, did you see the story the other day about 400, well, it says here, at least 400 teenage boys have fled or been kicked out of their communities along the Utah-Arizona border, and they've been forbidden from returning home. This was on ABC News the other night. They're known as the Lost Boys, and they once belonged to a secretive sect known as the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It broke away from the Mormon Church because its members all practiced polygamy. The Lost Boys were run out of their homes and their towns because they're competition for the old men. They interviewed this one kid. He said he was kicked out of his mother's house at age 13. Another one says his father made him leave home after he got caught kissing a girl and so on and so forth. Now, the guy who's behind this is some freak. Did you see him on... if you saw his visage on television, you would have, like I did, I just fled from the television screen at home. I just had to get the hell out of there. His name is Warren Jeffs, and apparently law enforcement people say he dominates every facet of life in this community. He enforces a dress code, and he chooses who marries whom, and he controls the police even. You know, it sounds like George Bush, doesn't it? But they believe that every man should have 10, 20, 70, 80 wives. And it's obvious that as they give birth to male children have to be run out of town. Duh! I mean, they watch, I'm sure some of them have televisions and watch Desperate Housewives. They can see that young lawnmower boy, you know, hanging out with one of the Desperate Housewives. They say, oh no. You know, in order to exist in a polygamous society, you got to have more women than men. Your ratio of women to men has to be, you know, much greater. So, you know, just one more example. What century are these people living in? Can you imagine that? And the two kids, the two young guys that they had that they interviewed, you know, the one kid, he just one of the last things he said at the end of the piece was, you know, I miss my mom. And the kid now is, what was he, Kathy, about 19, 20? He misses his mother and his 42 brothers and sisters. And, you know, what is with religion? You know, I just, I don't know. I'll pass. Thank you. You got time to do Jeb Bush? You want to do Jeb? I guess we got time. All right, let's do Jeb. He said today that a prosecutor in Central Florida on the West Coast has agreed to investigate why Terry Schiavo collapsed 15 years ago. Now, everybody knows why. The medical records are there. Bush says there's a time gap between when her husband found her and when he called 9/11. A time gap. Now, see, I can remember when they talked about missile gap. And insanity gap. And, you know, I've got a gap for Jeb Bush. I really do. I'd like to introduce him to it. But now it's a time gap between the time Terry Schiavo was discovered by her husband, Michael, and they said there is no hour gap or other gap. If there would have been a gap, Terry Schiavo would have died then. She would have died then. What did she have? Kathy, it was a heart attack, didn't she? A stroke, heart attack? Yeah, they think it was a heart attack after the autopsy came back the other day. I believe they said it was a heart attack. But Jeb Bush said that, this is all I'm going to talk about this, But it just, again, it shows the ghoulish nature of these vampires. They still want to, you know, they don't want to bite more chunks off this poor dead woman's body. They just have to keep feeding until every single bit of her has been eaten. But Jeb Bush said there was between a 40 and a 70 minute time delay. Now, how this jackass would know, you know, 15 years ago when this happened, Jeb Bush was still doing drugs and running around Florida trying to learn Spanish, you know, so he could impress his Latino wife. But here they go again. Here they go again. And he said to the prosecutor, in light of this new information, I urge you to take a fresh look at this case without any preconceptions as to the outcome. Michael Scheibel's attorney said, we've seen the baseless allegations in this case fall by the wayside one by one. And that's what this is, a baseless claim to perpetuate a controversy that in fact doesn't exist. I'll play it for you when we come back. It's just, you know, I get nervous when I see cannibals feed. I there's just something about it that makes my skin crawl. Or when I see vampires or ghouls, especially ghouls, because what the ghouls do, if you used to read Tales from the Crypt, you know what the ghouls do. They go into the nearest cemetery, and they dig up freshly buried corpses and pull the bodies out and sit there by the side of the open grave and feed. And that just, I don't know, there's something about that, man, that just creeps me out.
Would you leave the poor man alone? He's screwing up my home. You know my taxes are getting too high.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A liberal dose of the truth. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Bob.
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
Yeah, my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who's changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
This Sunday, see who's made it to the top five and cast your vote as the countdown to number one continues. Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and every Sunday in June on the Discovery Channel.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arleigh Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Whereas the Downing Street memo shows that Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld began planning and executing the war in Iraq before congressional and UN approval, whereas UN weapons inspectors showed prior to the invasion that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, And whereas there is further mounting evidence that the administration lied or misled about Mushroom Cloud's connections to 9/11 and war as a last resort as they sought U.N. congressional and public approvals, therefore resolved, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin asks Congress to immediately begin impeachment proceedings against President Bush, Vice President Cheney, and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. That is the exact wording of the unprecedented resolution passed over the weekend by Wisconsin Democrats in Oshkosh. The Senate Intelligence Committee concluded that the intelligence used to enter into Iraq was dead wrong while refusing to investigate why. The Downing Street Minutes reports that intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy in July of 2002 before Congress, the public, and the UN were asked to support the war. The documented evidence directly supports the reports of former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, Counterterrorism Chief Richard Clark, former Senator Bob Graham, Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter, Pentagon employee Karen Kwiatkowski, and any number of British intelligence officials. Also in July of 2002, Bob Woodward reported that President Bush illegally transferred $700 million from the war in Afghanistan to the buildup in Iraq without congressional approval. The impeachment process put in place by our forefathers was intended for just such an abuse of power. With 1,700 American military men and women dead as a result of an outright and premeditated lie, how can anyone argue besides James Sensenbrenner that the overwhelming evidence doesn't deserve investigation and debate? The Democratic Party of Wisconsin is the first state to endorse the impeachment proceedings. Although the Republican majority in Congress would control the impeachment process, the impeachment argument is not academic. While this may not bring down the president who's run roughshod over our democracy, it could permanently damage a political party that's done the same. I'm Lee Rayburn, and I'm on the mic, 92.1.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I had dinner with my daughter on Friday, and I said, "Do you want to watch this?" And she said, "You know, when my friends would say to me, 'Do you want to see Hotel Rwanda?' I'd say, 'You know, I just like to think that that never happened.'" She said it kind of as a joke, but I think Americans feel that way. I think it's a natural inclination to feel that way.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Welcome to Arizona, partner. The official state neckwear is the bola, so take off that tie. Nothing says Wild West like wearing a shoelace around your neck. The original Arizonians included the Hopi, the Apache, and the Navajo. They fought with each other until the white man arrived, and the Indians were finally free to set aside their differences and sell turquoise on the side of the road. Eventually, Arizona became part of the land the United States won in the Mexican-American War. The Mexicans gave up almost half their land in exchange for not giving up the rest. Uncle Sam sure knows how to drive a bargain. Demographic change came to Arizona after the Second World War with the Great Migration of the Old People. Spurred on by rumors of a land with a nice dry heat and reasonably priced buffets, America's elderly came in droves to retire. Great caravans of Airstream trailers stretched to the horizon. The main industry is tourism. It's called the Grand Canyon State, but there's much more to Arizona than just a huge hole in the ground. For starters, there's another huge hole in the ground. A giant meteor crater whimsically named Meteor Crater. No other state has been so truly blessed by bombardment from space. In 1971, the London Bridge was purchased and moved to Lake Havasu. Freed from its shroud of London fog, the bridge was able to find its true calling as a backdrop for frolicking teens at MTV spring break parties. From those tequila-soaked teenagers to the senior citizens crowding the Sizzler salad bar, Arizona has something for everybody.
Madison, you're on the mic.
I heard Randy Brode's program this afternoon. Oh, God, wonderful. I'm Don Landmark, and I'm on the mic.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Foxy!
26 before the hour. So before I play this soundbite from Jeb Bush today, I get an email here from Terry in Minnesota who writes, "Mike, when I first heard about Jeb Bush wanting to investigate Shivo's original collapse, I thought, gee, why not just dig her up, reinsert the feeding tube, attach electrodes to make her muscles jerk, prop her up in a wheelchair, and parade her in front of the White House. What a photo op for the Bushes." Yeah. Well, as long as the right wing keeps doing this, you know, this is where, in this one particular issue, I think they are turning the stomachs of most Americans. So keep talking about Bushes. Scott in Sacramento said, "Mike, I don't know if it will attract or repel Christian zombies, but I saw a great T-shirt recently. It simply said 667. The neighbor of the beast.
All right.
All right, let's do Jeb Bush first. Bush just won't allow this poor woman to die, like I said. You know, if there's some questions, why did anyone charge Michael 14 years ago if there was suspicion, right? Surely Terry Schiavo's poor, poor, sad parents would have had him arrested years ago if they had any evidence whatsoever. But this, it's just amazing. While Jeb is doing this, his murderous big brother, the giggling killer, causes tens of thousands of deaths in Iraq, and we're not supposed to investigate that. Because whatever's in the Downing Street minutes is old news that's been rehashed. Isn't that what Scott McClellan says? So let's not go there. But digging into the 14-year-old details of Terry Schiavo's injury? Oh, well, that's somehow very relevant and pertinent and up-to-date and just yesterday, right? You know, you folks who listen to this program in Florida, whether you're on the air or the Internet, is this how you want your government spending his, your governor, I should say, spending his time and your tax dollars? Anyway. No, I know. Anyway, here's this half-witted moron today, Jeb Bush.
What I'm asking for is that the state attorney, based on this new information, review that information so that there can be closure. We didn't have the information because it was, I believe, in the malpractice suit, whose files apparently were sealed by the judge, but the medical examiner has this ability to get this information about the time that could be anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour and 10 minutes between when Terry Schiavo collapsed and when the 911 call was made. Now that's a significant fact that needs to be investigated. I don't have any knowledge about what the circumstances are regarding that, but I do believe that it's appropriate for the state attorney to look at it, and he has agreed to do so.
Yeah, and it might help me try to get elected president. Besides, I'm not finished feeding yet, so leave me alone. I still have two thighs and a breast that I want to eat before I get up from the autopsy table. So would you people please go away, get the cameras out of my face, all right? Huh? Now, Bill Frist. Doctor. Bill Frist. You know, his diagnosis of Terry Schiavo based on videotape. Let's go back to March 19th of this year in the Washington Post. It reports Frist went to the floor Thursday night for the second time in 12 hours to argue that Florida doctors had erred in saying Terry Schiavo is in a persistent vegetative state. In a lengthy speech in which he quoted medical texts and standards, he said, "I question it based on a review of the video footage, which I spent an hour or so looking at last night in my office. She certainly seems to respond to visual stimuli. You dumb bastard, she was blind as a bat. She didn't have any cortical receptors left in her brain! It turned into plastic, you moron! God!" Some medical professionals, it said back in March, questioned the appropriateness of this halfwit challenging court-approved doctors who have treated Schiavo. A woman who's the director of bioethics for the Center for Genetic Medicine at Northwestern University said she was surprised to hear Frist weigh in, given that he has not examined Schiavo. She said, "It's extremely unusual, and by a non-neurologist, I might add." Remember the memo, let's not forget the memo, that circulated among DeLay and Frist and the rest of these ghoulish eaters of the dead? Remember what it said? We can get a lot of political mild knowledge out of this dead bitch. Let's step all over her body. Screw the husband, screw the parents. Bring her bloated dead body up to the surface one more time. Go get Randall Terry. We're going to devour her. We're going to just turn this into the new stem cell issue. God! Ugh! Ugh! Here's Frist with Matt Lauer.
Back in March, the president rushed back to Washington from Texas. He signed that emergency legislation from Congress. You were on the floor of the Senate at that time, not only as a senator, but a doctor. And in talking about Ms. Shiva, you said, quoting you now, she does respond, end quote. Were you wrong in your diagnosis?
Well, first of all, I never made a diagnosis. I think it's very important that we saw the autopsy today. It does give us the definitive information that we did not have at that point in time. And that's why I think it is big news that she had totally irreversible brain damage.
Lying.
We now have that information.
Bastard.
I reviewed the court videotape,
right,
same ones the other doctors reviewed, and I questioned, is her diagnosis correct? I simply said, before withdrawing food, killing her in effect, let's make sure we have the right diagnosis. I never, never on the floor of the Senate made a diagnosis, nor would I ever do that.
Oh, my God. I want either Jesus or Buffy, one of the two. Jesus would pinch his head off. Buffy would drive a stake through his heart. What did Gandhi say? Somebody just sent this to me. I kind of like Jesus. It's his followers I can't stand. This Frist, what a pig. What a pig, huh? Dick Durbin, really, the clowns, the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, and the piglet, Sean Hannity, and the rest of these freaks of right-wing talk radio. Didn't they have a field day with Dick Durbin? We played for you what Rush said, and I think it's included in the sound montage we'll have for you in a second. But you want to hear what got their bloomers in a wad, all these right-wingers who love death and love murder as long as the killing is done offstage so they don't have to participate? You know, Sean Hannity's a great one for taking his little director's chair and sitting outside of a hospice and whining and feeding, you know, taking his big chunks, his big bites out of Terry Schiavo's decaying body. And the pig man is the same way. But, you know, why not give these sons of bitches a rifle and send them over to Vietnam? Send them over to Iraq, huh? These big heroes. Why not do that? Well, Rush couldn't get in the military because he would violate the don't ask, don't tell thing. But and Hannity, you know, God... But, you know, they all went off. All these right-wingers went off on Dick Durbin. These ghouls, these zombies, you know, they have no problem eating a dead woman's body or encouraging more death and destruction any chance they get. But Dick Durbin makes a very cogent, clear, comprehensive statement. Well, you tell me. Listen, here's Dick Durbin. He reads and quotes from an FBI report. And most of the right-wing media omits that salient fact. He is reading from an FBI report.
Let me read to you what one FBI agent saw. And I quote from his report. On a couple of occasions, I entered interview rooms to find a detainee chained hand and foot in a fetal position to the floor with no chair, food, or water. Most times, they urinated or defecated on themselves and had been left there for 18 to 24 hours or more. If I read this to you and didn't tell you that it was an FBI agent describing what Americans had done to prisoners in their control, you would most certainly believe this must have happened by Nazis, Soviets in their gulags, or some mad regime, Pol Pot or others, that had no concern for human beings. Sadly, that's not the case. This was the action of Americans.
Yeah, that's what he said. And then these smelly bastards that pollute the airwaves, the right-wingers, especially Hannity and the pig man, they go after Durbin for making an obvious statement. What is it? What is it with Sean? Sean, you can answer, you little rat ass, because I know you listen to this program, at least the first hour. I know you listen every night. So Hannity's out there in New York right now listening. Why don't you call the program, Sean? We'll put you right through. What kind of a skunk, what kind of an America hater are you? What kind of an eater of the dead, a disrespecter of normal human values are you and your hero Rush Limbaugh? You people are just gross. You're sickening. You're sickening. God have mercy. Mercy, please. And this idea that if we get involved in self-criticism about the directives that come from this crazed Don Rumsfeld to torture and murder and beat people up, if we question that because we're Americans, then we're not supporting the troops. which is nonsense. We're not supporting the Nazis who are now running the United States of America. Jesus, I want my country back. Something weird, and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters! I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Keep listening.
While it's still legal.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who's changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
This Sunday, see who's made it to the top five and cast your vote as the countdown to number one continues. Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and every Sunday in June on the Discovery Channel.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth. Put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
But the righty talkers in this country the last 2 months, they can't vilify public education enough. Liberals think it's one of the greatest things that's ever happened to America because it equals a playing field for everybody.
Straight talk is progressive talk.
And I can understand middle of the road on some things. There is no middle of the road on public education.
Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
You know, my therapist tells me I got to write down my dreams every night. So this is my one from last night, my dream from last night. So I'm at this mega church in Kentucky, Riley, for the Justice Sunday show. Problem is, I'm locked in an 8-foot steel cage with a cloth draped over it. Outside my cage, I can hear James Dobson screaming about people of faith being attacked and roasted and eaten. I hear the word Shivo, judicial homicide, and Ron Jeremy. I'm not sure what he had to do with it, but suddenly I feel myself being carried on stage and the cloth is removed. I'm hit in the eyes with this intense bright light and immediately hundreds of neocons start booing and throwing dirt clods and ball peen hammers and mashed potatoes and gravy and doll parts at me. James Dobson sneers and points at me and says, "Brothers and sisters, gaze upon the liberal Jew. Listen to his obstructionist filibuster. Listen to his satanic hate speech. Given half a chance, he'd kill Jesus all over again." Dobson gets a long, sharp stick, reaches through the bars, and pokes me hard in the ribs. He says, "Wouldn't you, huh?" I say, "Ow! Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and this is Morning Sedition." Everybody starts booing and throwing dirt clods at me. "Today, the neocon, death cult, crystal fascist, zombie brigade, boo! Boo!" Dobson pokes me again and barks, "Silence, heathen! What say you, good people? Shall we kill this sinner?" A huge roar went up. "Yeah! Stone him! Stone him!" Dobson raises his hand for quiet and says, "I have a better idea." Then these big guys pick up my cage and lower me into a baptism tank. Dobson screams, "Convert the devil!" I'm underwater for a long time. I start to black out. I see a tunnel and a white light and my dead cat Butch smoking a cigarette. Then they pull me back up, dripping and gasping, and Dobson says, "What say you now?" I say, "Christo fascist. Zombie." Dobson says, "Then you have chosen your own fate." They open the cage and I look up and see four hungry lions circling me, and above them three giant video screens of four hungry lions circling me. I hear an announcer, "When we return on Justice Sunday, the obstructionist liberal gets his just desserts," right after these messages. I woke up and my bed was filled with Polident.
Help the Arbor Day Foundation, plant trees across the nation, plant a tree today for all the world to share. Plant a tree today for all the world to share.
This is Crystal Gale. For more information, go to arborday.org.
Are all here. The Mike 92.1, Madison's Progressive
Your
Talk, streaming at themike921.com.
It's Mike Malloy.
Right after the break, coming up here in a moment, we're going to play that sound montage for you, some of the weirder and more heartfelt sound bites from this past week. Kathy was just cruising some of the threads at Democratic Underground, and she found one. What's the title of the thread? You can open your mic and say it. What is it? Huh?
The title is, "So I breezed through AM Hate Radio yesterday and learned ...
Okay, well, here's one of the posts. This is from Raven's Eye. 6 a.m., woken up by rabid barking dogs. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., morning electric shock treatments. 7 a.m., breakfast, 2 eggs, sunny side up, a side of turkey sausage, wheat bread, and 2 types of fruit. 8 a.m. to noon, beaten with various golf clubs, starting with 9 iron and working way up to drivers. 12 noon, lunch. Whole wheat pita with falafel, lettuce, tomato, and sauce, choice of soda and side dish. 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., forced to urinate on self, defecate and eat own feces, eat dirt, lick boots, etc. 5 p.m., dinner. 4-course steak dinner with choices of vegetable and starch. 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., eyes forced open, clockwork orange style, and made to watch films of brutality, rape, murder, etc. 10 p.m., low-fat frozen yogurt dessert, choice of 31 flavors. 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m., whipped with leather and metal chains. 2 a.m., lights out. Now, how is that torture? They got steak dinner, for Christ's sake. It's the Duncan Hunter logic. Oh, my God, that's funny. And the Jeff Sessions. You know, Duncan Hunter, these people with these weird names, Duncan Hunter, Jeff Sessions, yep, Jeff Sessions, Jesus. It's unbelievable. And did you see this? The Halliburton has been given a contract, where is it? A multi-million dollar contract to build a permanent facility at Guantanamo. You know, what was really funny was the talk this past week, or was the week before, about the possibility. You know, everybody's saying, "Well, we ought to close Guantanamo down because it's awful, it's terrible." And what's his name? The defense secretary and the vice president. We're talking about, no, we can't shut it down. So now it turns out that Kellogg Brown and Root, one of the companies that Dick Cheney still controls through Halliburton, has just gotten a $10 million contract with the possibility of that contract, if everything goes right, going up to $500 million. Do you know how much money Dick Cheney has sucked out of the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, and all the prisons that we have built around the world, the gulags? Do you know how much? You know, it's not enough to keep him alive 1 second longer than when his heart finally goes. But it's still a lot of money. What does Cheney think? I'm serious. What does he think? Does he think that if he continues to build this huge, uncountable fortune, kind of like Scrooge McDuck? Remember, Scrooge McDuck had a big room full of money. That somehow that's going to give him one extra breath beyond what his poor, weak, and battered heart can handle. Does he believe that? I know a lot of people do think that if they, what does it say in the Bible about laying up treasures on earth? That you know, that's a false way to go, and I'm forgetting my vacation Bible school, and it came back to me just today, because driving around Georgia here, you see all these signs out in front of churches, VBS, VBS, it's time, VBS, I used to go to vacation Bible school all the time. You know, that's when I learned that the lake of fire was waiting for me. You know, I was about 8 years old. That's when I learned the lake of fire is waiting to burn me for all eternity if I didn't accept Jesus as my own personal pet or savior or I don't know what the hell it was, whatever. But here's Halliburton and Cheney being paid literally millions, billions of dollars, unaccounted, just mountains of money. That these killers are stealing. This is theft. You know what they did in the old Soviet Union? The Soviet leadership, of course, they were thugs and killers to begin with. But when they found somebody was doing a little bit, you know, too much thuggery, too much stealing, they would take him out. There was a space of the Kremlin, behind the Kremlin walls, and they just put him up against one of those interior walls, and very quickly, pew, 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 that was it. No problem. Trial, schmile, you know, you were stealing. You were taking the people's money. So, pew, 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 just like that. Well, what? Now is the Secret Service going to come and get me and say, oh, well, he's threatening the vice president? God. Randy! Randy! Buffy! Where's Randy Rhodes? Randy, what do I do? Didn't she go through that? Yeah, I think she did. Oh, my God. Oh. So a possible another half a billion dollars. How much money has Cheney stolen so far? These people is there ever enough? Is there a certain dollar amount beyond which they say, well, I don't need any more beyond this? Or are they like the Walton family, the Walmart people? What are they worth now? $200 billion or something? I don't know. It's just an unbelievable amount of money made off Chinese labor and stupid Americans. But this Halliburton thing, this Kellogg-Briner thing, it's going to be the creme de la creme of torture resorts. I mean, they are going to have torture rooms set up there that are just state of the art, man. Listen. The table we lay you on when we attach the electrodes to you, it's all padded, dude. Don't worry about it. It's got nice shiny chrome. It's air conditioned. You know, we're going to torture your ass until you die, but we don't want you to sweat in the process, right? We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who's changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
This Sunday, see who's made it to the top five and cast your vote as the countdown to number one continues. Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and every Sunday in June on the Discovery Channel.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater.
You know, I like politically incorrect.
We'll reward open mic club members with tickets to see Bill Maher.
Thank you so much.
Not a member? Go to themike921.com and join today.
I'm Sarah from Madison. I'm on the mic, and I'm going to see Bill Maher.
Get tickets at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets.
Cool.
Bill Maher, brought to you by Jam, Lasco's True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
I'm Lynn, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment.
Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number two, recycle.com. Or call toll-free at 877-2-RECYCLE. Please, answer the call to recycle.
CNN Radio News, I'm Michelle Wright. A story that's becoming all too common, another security breach, and this time it's affecting MasterCard and Visa card holders. Card System Solutions, a third-party processor, reported the breach, but other than that, their Vice President Bill Reeves can't say much more.
Specific facts about the incident cannot be shared because we're afraid that any information that may be shared may actually compromise any possible investigation points or may actually compromise the entire investigation.
More than 40 million credit card accounts are affected. If you couldn't use your BlackBerry today, you weren't alone. Singular, T-Mobile, and Nextel customers experienced the communications blackout for a good portion of their Friday, says Singular's Mark Siegel.
It lasted just under 4 hours, began this morning, cleared up this afternoon.
There's still no word on what caused the outage, just that it had to do with the makers of BlackBerry. Oil prices are at a new all-time high as crude rose $1.89 to settle at $58.47 a barrel, and there's no stopping the prices, says Cameron Hanover's president, Peter Butel.
We're asked daily, are we going to see 70 or 75? And I don't know that there's any reason that we will not.
There is good news. Prices are still well below the inflation-adjusted average for oil from the early 80s. Police in Aruba have arrested a fourth suspect in connection with the disappearance of 18-year-old Natalie Holloway. Her mom, Beth Twitty, says there's so much more to the story of how her daughter vanished than is known.
Well, I think that how the story has unfolded only leads us to believe that we're not even at the beginning yet.
26-year-old Steve Cruz is said to be an acquaintance of one of the other suspects in custody. And for the second time this week, a helicopter has gone down in Manhattan's East River. The pilot is listed in critical condition, while the others aboard are listed in good condition. This is CNN Radio News.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who's changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
This Sunday, see who's made it to the top five and cast your vote as the countdown to number one continues. Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and every Sunday in June on the Discovery Channel.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center.
Hi, do you sell Michelin tires?
Sure do. In fact, it's Michelin's 40th anniversary at Sears, and all Michelin tires are on sale at our lowest prices of the season.
Okay, well, I'd like
to get... Oh, in fact, it's our biggest Michelin tire sale ever.
Wow, that's great, but I just
want... And you can shop at Sears while you wait.
That is why I'm here. Look, here's my cell number.
Oh.
I'll take a set of Michelins. Why don't you call me when it's done?
Happy shopping!
Honey, you have no idea!
Michelin tire sale ends July 2nd. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
The latest joint operation between U.S. and Iraqi forces is underway, and our Jennifer Eccleston reports troops are meeting with some resistance.
They are going house by house in some areas. They are facing resistance. There's been small arms fire, mortar attacks, but the U.S. military responded in some cases with airstrikes of several hundred-pound bombs on insurgent houses and also checkpoints that they've set up around these cities.
A car bomb that exploded in front of a mosque in Baghdad killed a civilian and wounded eight others on Friday. And President Bush will soon be making the rounds to rustle up support for the war in Iraq. And if this New Yorker is any indication, he's got a lot of convincing to do.
To me, it's just another Vietnamese war that's going on, and we're just losing men every single day for Bush's ego.
The president is set to meet with Iraq's interim prime minister next week. This is news from CNN Radio. Ford Motor Company is being sued after several vehicle owners who say a cruise control switch causes fires. However, Ford says it's not all about the switches, reports CNN investigative correspondent Drew Griffin.
In a statement to CNN, Ford says its records show the risk of fire differs for make, model, and year. They say, quote, it's important to understand that all speed control systems are not identical in Ford vehicles. In those populations with an increasing fire report rate, we stopped using the switch through the recall process.
But all the praying, just saying.
Meanwhile, the mother of the late Lisa Left Eye Lopez is suing Mitsubishi in connection with her daughter's death. Lopez, part of the R&B group TLC, died in 2002 when her rented Mitsubishi Montero flipped in Honduras as she swerved to avoid a car in front of her. I'm Michelle Wright. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Mornings.
You want to hear stories that sound like real news, relevant news? Hi, this is Pap. This week on Ring of Fire, Bobby Kennedy and I are asking some tough questions about scandalous behavior. Why is this administration and the corporate media ignoring genocide in the Sudan? Why are there more American children in prison than in any other country? Why is the FDA letting organized crime get into the pharmaceutical business?
Ring of Fire, tomorrow at 4 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Imagine you're at a soccer match and your favorite player has the ball. As she zeroes in on the goal, you want to yell, "You can do it, honey!" She shoots, she scores! You go to scream, "That's my baby!" But nothing comes out when you've got a crushed voice box. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when the truck came out of nowhere, your throat wouldn't have slammed into the steering wheel and you wouldn't have gotten silenced. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
On Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Back 7 past the hour. Today is the 47th day since the Times of London reported the existence of those secret minutes. And now 6 more memos have surfaced. Minutes of meetings that laid out the Bush plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. 47th day. Hundreds of Americans have been killed. 1,727 American young men and young women have been killed. Thousands more don't show up on the official death list because they died as they were being taken out of country, heading towards the hospitals in Germany. They're dead too. Thousands more of American soldiers have had their legs blown off, their arms blown off, their spines shattered, blinded, made deaf, fingers and hands and feet gone. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, including an uncounted and uncountable number of children and babies, have been murdered by the United States. Murdered. Murdered. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 47 on the front page of every newspaper in this country? Why is it not the lead story on every single television newscast, every news cycle? And why aren't our media demanding the resignation of George Bush and Dick Cheney? These two men and their cohort that now run this country are war criminals. They are war criminals as surely as the Nazi high command was comprised of war criminals. George Bush and Dick Cheney are war criminals. Now, speaking of the murder and killing going on in Iraq, did you see this? An Army National Guard staff sergeant has been charged with premeditated murder in another fragging incident that killed two senior officers at a U.S. base near Tikrit last week. Huh? Staff Sergeant Alberto Martinez had been disciplined by the two officers, which may have been the motive for the attack. You know what fragging is. It's a slang for intentionally killing someone in a wartime setting. It usually refers to the assassination of an unpopular member of one's own unit by lobbing a fragmentation grenade into that person's quarters at night. Now, in a combat zone, the idea was the attack then could be blamed on the enemy. And the term came to include intentionally killing a comrade during combat. Do you remember, what was the movie, Kathy? Was it Platoon? Where Willem Dafoe is blown away by Tom Berenger, the character? God, that was just a horrendous movie, wasn't it? Fragging. Now, it goes back. Most of us over a certain age understand that term from Vietnam. Between 1969 and 1971, for example, the Army reported 600 fragging incidents. These are the ones that reported that killed 82 Americans and injured another 650. In 1971 alone, according to what I have here, there were 1.8 fraggings for every 1,000 American soldiers serving in Vietnam, not including gun and knife assaults. You eventually become your enemy, don't you? The troops in Vietnam knew they were fighting a lost cause that they were unwilling to die for, so they turned their rage against their commanders, their immediate commanders. You know, the lieutenants and captains who were ordering them to go die. What did John Kerry say when he came back and testified? You know, who wants to be the last man in Vietnam to die? Who wants to be the last man or woman now to die in Iraq? Put there because they happen to join the National Guard or a reserve unit to defend America or to help during a national emergency, right? Or to make a little extra money because the jobs are hard to come by. Oh, there's lots of jobs. Unemployment is officially only 5.1% in the great Bush United States of America, right? But, of course, working at McDonald's now is called a manufacturing job because, in fact, you are manufacturing a sandwich, so what the hell, like, I get, you know... Let's not quibble about details, right? Fragging. And the Bush crime family continues. It just continues and continues and continues. The murder continues. The killing continues. How much longer, truth seeker? Huh? How much longer? Coming to your phone calls in a second. Got to get this one in. The Bush crime family, you know how they're constantly, they and their followers are constantly bitching about the UN. They want to get John Bolton up there so he can do everything he can to remove the top 12 floors of the UN building along the East River in New York. Murderous bastard. But the Bush crime family, when they need the UN... they apply pressure. Well, they did it just the other day. Board members of the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency, you know, the one that Bush always screws up. What is the IAEAXAIOAEIAEIOU, right? Huh? The International Atomic Energy Administration or Agency, IAEAEIAEA. They, the IAEA, approved a deal yesterday that exempts Saudi Arabia from nuclear inspections. What about Iran? Oh, no, not Iran. Saudi Arabia is exempted. Now, why? Because the Bush family and the Saudi royal family and the Bin Laden family have all been business partners for decades. Saudi Arabia is exempt. Do you hear me? They could be building hydrogen bombs aimed at Israel. Do you know how close Israel is to Saudi Arabia? Ah, do you? They could be building nuclear-tipped missiles targeted to London, Hamburg, Oslo, Paris, Rome. But we'll not know about it because the IAEA has decided they will not go investigate. Why not? Because the Bush crime family told them not to. Can you believe this? These sons of bitches sent 15 people, if you want to believe the official story. And that's a toss-up. But the official story is 19 bombers came to this country on September 11th. defeated the entire American security apparatus, defeated North American Air Defense Command, defeated everything, and wreaked havoc in a two-hour period on the United States. If you want to believe the cover story, of those 19, 15 were Saudis. Shortly after the attack, the Bush crime family, with the help, of course, of the FBI, arranged for 30 or 40 members of the Saudi royal family and the bin Laden family to flee the United States when the rest of this country was in a flight lockdown. No flights were allowed, except a couple. A couple of specially activated private jets that flew around the country from the West Coast through the Midwest, the Southwest, the Southeast, New York, and then zip over to Saudi Arabia to get these folks home. Saudi Arabia is exempt from nuclear inspections. How about that? Huh? See, it's not what you know. It's who you know. And as long as the Bush pigs are your patrons, well, you can blow up the World Trade Center. You can murder Americans. You can murder people from 40 different countries in the World Trade Center because you're helping George. You're giving him his Pearl Harbor moment. And what do you get in return? Well, your people get free passage out of the United States, and your government gets to continue with the nuclear weapons program. No questions asked.
Don't just stand too close. You might catch it.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Stephanie Miller. I'm on the left side of the dial.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Have a bewitching summer at Super 8 and get $250 in discount coupons with every stay. Enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes and you'll have a chance to win 1,000,000 trip rewards points. Or play our online game and you could be one of 600 winners of $100 worth of gas. The Super 8 Stay a Spell sweepstakes. It could turn you into a winner. See Bewitched in theaters soon, and we'll see you along the way. No purchase necessary. Legal residents 18 or older. Ends 9/15. Subject to rules at Super8.com.
From TNT, executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, a six-week television event. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
This summer's most anticipated television event, Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting this Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Jim Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin. He, at a hearing on the committee in charge of protecting our civil liberties like free speech, he told everyone to shut up, turned off the microphones, and took his ball and went home because he didn't like what he was hearing.
Thank you for coming. Now shut up.
Stephanie Miller.
Kurt and Madison.
You got to figure out what to do up here is how to dump Senseless Brenner.
Senseless Brenner.
Oh, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
We actually have Future Mark on line one.
Oh, Future Mark, that guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday, I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry, the news is on.
Well, can you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say info blasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait, whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man. My attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out in 2030, and that's what caused the... Sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about again. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carries were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. There were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them inhalables. Mm. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I got to invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson bulletin that comes in every 3 minutes. Busted again?
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this, like, gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean, we all use the pleasure clones. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy. Yeah!
This begins its day on the left side of the radio dial with Mark Maron and me, Mark Riley, for Air America's Morning Sedition, weekdays from 5 to 8 on The Mic 92.1.
No subliminable messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Past the hour. As you know, on the weekends, if you listen to this network, you've heard Mike Papantonio and Robert Kennedy Jr.'s Ring of Fire environmental program. These two guys, I've never met Robert Kennedy Jr., but I've met Mike Papantonio, and the program that they do on the weekend is astonishing. It is so good. Robert Kennedy Jr. wrote a piece for Salon.com called Deadly Immunity. It's now up at Truthout. So if you don't have a subscription to Salon.com and you don't want to sit there and get the day pass, go to Truthout.org and scroll down on the main page, you'll find it. Deadly Immunity. And somebody sent it to me the other day, and I printed it off on the computer. It was, I don't know, 6 or 7 pages of printout. And it's just it's incredible. It's about thimerosal in children's vaccines. Most of us are familiar with that issue. When we took Molly in for her first vaccines, her first shots about 10 months ago, her pediatrician assured us that thimerosal as a preservative was not in the dosages that she was using, that our doctor was using. Our doctor is a real earthy kind of pediatrician. She's very focused on how a kid develops, and she's very, 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 very much against doing anything to a child, a baby, that could possibly cause harm. We just love our pediatrician. The kid, I've got a grandchild who is coming up on 6 years old, and I'm kind of worried about that. I have a granddaughter who is 3, soon coming up on 4. I'm a little bit concerned about that. But if you, whether you have children or not, whether you're married or not, whether you're black, white, gay, straight, Jew, Gentile, I don't care, you need to read this, because you will see where the pharmaceutical industry, with the help of, oh, this is a surprise, Senator Bill Frist, guaranteed that a certain number of children in this country and around the world will be permanently damaged. And they knew about it. And they continued to do it anyway. Please go to truthout.org or salon.com and read this. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s Deadly Immunity. And if you read this and when you finish you're not enraged, take your pulse, because you're not alive. Now, I'm not going to get into the article because it's lengthy. It was about 2,000 words. What is it about? How many words? I don't know. It's a lengthy article, but it reads very quick. And as you read this, you'll probably feel your blood pressure go up. You're going to get angrier and angrier. This is what these Republican bastards do. This is what corporate America is like. This is what it means. This is what Mussolini was talking about, a corporatist state. He said, don't call it fascism. Call it what it is, corporatist. It just doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop. When you see that ExxonMobil is trying to kill my daughter and your children, ExxonMobil, and have you noticed on television their new series of institutional ads? Oh, la-di-da, la-di-di, we're cleaning up. Oh, we've done all these studies on climate change. Oh, my God. Oh, you just want to become an environmental terrorist, don't you? Huh? Don't you? Corporation after corporation, the pesticide industry that vomited up Tom DeLay, they want to use children to experiment. We talked about that. The EPA finally squashed that story because enough people raised hell about it, or not the story, but squashed what they were planning on doing. I remember when it came out, that story a few months back, a lot of people emailed me and said, well, now, Mike, come on, they're not going to do everything you're saying. And now this, the vaccine industry loading ethyl mercury into these vaccines as a preservative. Is it ethyl? I think it's ethyl mercury. And what do we have? Thousands, thousands, thousands of children now who are neurologically damaged. How much? How much are we supposed to take, huh? Somebody tell me, is there an upward limit of how much we're supposed to take before we get the ropes? Huh? How much? How much?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Get real with Chuck D.
On The Real, Sundays at 10 on the Mike 92.1.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
And we'll be back with more of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio right after this.
We're clear. Back in 3 minutes.
Okay. Billy, explain to me again what the cameras are doing here.
Okay, what we're doing is we're taping the entire three-hour radio show here on the new set and then editing it down to 1 hour.
1 hour.
Right. And then that hour is broadcast the same night on Sundance Channel.
Wow. The same night. That's great. So it stays topical.
Yeah, it's topical. It's completely fresh.
Huh. And when is it on?
It's on 11:30 p.m. on the West and East Coast, and in other places, people have to check their local listings.
Uh-huh. And what's it called?
It's the same as the radio show. It's called The Al Franken Show.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got this. It's called The Al Franken Show. It's on Sundance Channel every weeknight, and if someone wants to find out more, they should check their local listings?
Exactly.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Do I have time to pee?
Progressive Sound Off with Mornings Edition here on the Mike 92.1.
Harlem's own and the dean of the New York Congressional Delegation. He is the Honorable Congressman Charles Rangel. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Congressman, you are part of this vanguard of about 40-odd members of Congress
who are saying it is time now for the United States to get out of Iraq. Is that realistic at this point?
If this is really the beginning of the end of the war in Iraq, all around this country, black and whites, Jews and Gentiles, Republicans and Democrats, have a feeling that they have just been lied to or misdirected, and there is a sense in the country that you don't know how to call the president a liar, you don't reach the point of impeachment. There are all kinds of Republicans and Democrats coming together, finding the language, that is, what is the game plan for getting out, what is the exit plan, how many people have to be trained in order for the military to leave. There's some on the other spectrum that says, let's get out now.
Seems like the tide is starting to shift. But Congressman, I thought I heard the I word yesterday. I thought I heard some people talking about impeachment. I heard you mention very pointedly that you had been a part of two previous impeachment proceedings. I mean, is it getting to that point?
It is, because, one, we know there is no question that the facts do not support the invasion. Two, we know without any contradiction that the invasion was planned before 9/11. The only thing that we don't know is what the president really knew. Did he really know that the facts he was stating were incorrect? And now we find what his mind frame should have been based on the Downing Street paper, where we have British officials, after meeting with the White House, coming back saying that the president wanted to have a military invasion of Iraq.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
I think the country's going in the wrong direction. I feel obligated to speak up if I see something that's wrong. That's what this is about. We're trying to win from North Dakota to Texas. That's all red states.
Straight talk is progressive talk.
Those are people in the middle. And if you're going to tell them they're not making an honest living, you're going to have a problem with them.
Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash. A red velvet curtain opens and 200 vacant-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, please don't tap the glass. I hear a barker's voice. Come on, come all, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it. If there's any sitting within arm's length, you will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe. And then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chewed gum. So I throw my poop at them. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies. And that part was true. Not really.
Is a constant revolution.
Revolution.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one?
It's about 25 before the hour. You know, somebody just sent me an email about Jeb Bush's demand now that 15 years ago, the amount of time between the last between the time Michael Schiavo said he found his collapsed wife and when he called 9/11, that time gap should be investigated. The truth is because Jeb Bush thinks he can get more political mileage and he's not finished eating on Terry Schiavo's corpse. But my emailer suggested that why doesn't someone suggest the same kind of let's move the clock back investigation to Jeb Bush's daughter, the one who is addicted to drugs, and instead of going to prison like you would or I would for being a crack addict and being in possession of crack, what's her name? She got probation, got to go to a halfway, got a treatment center. And while at the treatment center, she brought drugs into the treatment center. Oh, no, 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 no. Let's not do that now. Come on, be a good girl. Let's not do that, right? And if it were the average person who is, if there is such a thing as the average person who does crack, I think anybody who does crack is insane. Just totally insane, or any kind of speed drug. Don't you folks remember? If you're not old enough, go talk to somebody who is old enough to remember back in the hippie days. And what we all knew was a very simple: speed kills. You know, you can do the other stuff if you want to, if you're a fully formed adult. But don't ever do that stuff when you're a kid. Please don't. I mean, don't even smoke reefer when you're a kid. Don't do it. Just don't do it. And I've said it before, because your neural synapses are still forming in your brain. So just don't do it. It's much more fun when you're an adult. Trust me on that, okay? Trust me. Trust me. But crack or methamphetamine, crank, ice, whatever the hell, any form of meth? Oh, man, no. I'm not getting into an anti-drug lecture. I'm just saying people who do crack are insane! They don't start out insane. They start out thinking they control it, become addicted, and then they become insane. That's all. It's very simple. So, Jeb's daughter, I feel sorry for her. I really do. But has nobody suggested maybe that she go back a few years? You know, what drove her to doing drugs? Huh? What was the problem with Jeb's daughter? What drove her to doing drugs? And why speed? You know, that's what it is. Why crack? Why not butt out of the Schiavo family's tragedy, Mr. Bush, you thug? Why not take care of the beam in your own eye? And leave the Schiavos alone. All of you right-wing Republican monsters, why don't you just stop it? You hateful bastards, all of you. Oops, I said a bad word. Dana Milbank at the Washington Post wrote an obnoxious and condescending little screed the other day, which begins, "In the Capitol basement yesterday, long-suffering House Democrats took a trip to the land of make-believe." Now, what was he writing about? He was writing about Conyers hearings. Conyers responded. He wrote to Dana Milbank, Michael Abramowitz, the national editor of the Washington Post, Michael Gettler, the ombudsman, and the writer, Dana Milbank. "Dear sirs, I write to express my profound disappointment with Dana Milbank's June 17th report, Democrats Play House to Rally Against the War, which purports to describe a Democratic hearing I chaired in the Capitol yesterday. In sum, the piece cherry-picks some facts, manufactures others out of whole cloth, and does a disservice to some 30 members of Congress who persevered under difficult circumstances, not of our own making, to examine a very serious subject, whether the American people were deliberately misled in the lead-up to war. The fact that this was the Post's only coverage of this event makes the journalistic shortcomings in this piece even more egregious. In an inaccurate piece of reporting that typifies the article, Dana Milbank implies that one of the obstacles the members in the meeting have is that, quote, only one, close quote, member has mentioned the Downing Street minutes on the floor of either the House or the Senate. This is not only incorrect, but misleading. In fact, just yesterday, the Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid mentioned it on the Senate floor. Senator Boxer talked at some length about it at the recent confirmation hearing for the ambassador to Iraq. The House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi recently signed on to my letter along with 121 other Democrats asking for answers about the memo. This information is not difficult to find either. For example, the Reid speech was the subject of an Associated Press wire service report posted on the Washington Post website with the headline, Democrats cite Downing Street memo in Bolton fight. Other similar mistakes, mischaracterizations, and cheap shots are littered throughout the article. The article begins with an especially mean and nasty tone, claiming that House Democrats pretended a small conference was the Judiciary Committee hearing room, and deriding the decor of the room. Milbank fails to share with his readers one essential fact, the reason the hearing was held in that room. And this is an important piece of context. Despite the fact that a number of other suitable rooms were available in the Capitol and House office buildings, Republicans declined my request for each and every one of them. Milbank could have written about the perseverance of many of my colleagues in the face of such adverse circumstances, but declined to do so. Milbank also ignores the critical fact picked up by the Associated Press, CNN, and other newsletters that at the very moment the hearing was scheduled to begin, the Republican leadership scheduled an almost unprecedented number of 11 consecutive floor votes, making it next to impossible for most members to participate in the first hour and a half of the hearing. In what can only be described as a deliberate effort to discredit the entire hearing, Milbank quotes one of the witnesses as making an anti-Semitic assertion and further describes anti-Semitic literature that was being handed out in the overflow room for the event. First, let me be clear. I consider myself to be a friend and supporter of Israel. And there were a number of other staunchly pro-Israel members who were in attendance at the hearing. I do not agree with, support, or condone any comments asserting Israeli control over U.S. policy, and I find any allegation that Israel is trying to dominate the world or had anything to do with the September 11th tragedy disgusting and offensive. That said, to give such emphasis to 100 seconds of a 3-hour and 5-minute hearing that included the powerful and sad testimony of a woman who lost her son in the Iraq War and now feels lied to as a result of the Downing Street minutes, is incredibly misleading. In a typically derisive and uninformed passage, Milbank makes much of other lawmakers calling me Mr. Chairman, and says I liked it so much that I used chairmanly phrases. Milbank may not know that I was the chairman of the House Government Operations Committee from 1988 to 1994. By protocol and tradition in the House, once you have been a chairman, you are always referred to as such. Thus, there was nothing unusual about my being referred to as chairman. The fact that I and my fellow Democrats had to stuff a hearing into a room the size of a large closet to hold a hearing on an important issue shouldn't make us the object of ridicule. In my opinion, the ridicule should be placed in two places. First, at the feet of Republicans who are so afraid to discuss ideas and facts that they try to sabotage our efforts to do so. And second, on Dana Milbank and the Washington Post, who do not feel the need to give serious coverage on a serious hearing about a serious matter. Whether more than 1,700 Americans have died because of a deliberate lie. Milbank may disagree, but the Post certainly owed its readers some coverage of that viewpoint. Sincerely, John Conyers, Jr. Jesus Christ. You can read this at rawstory.com. Let's do the montage. We got time for the montage? Let's do it. This is something Kathy put together. This is some of the sound that we played on this program. We have what we hope will become this regular Friday feature called Good News Week. A montage of important sound bites played during the week. Some of them sensible, some of them outrageous. Kind of a weekly news wrap-up in case you missed anything. Think of it as a pleasant refresher to get you started on a relaxing weekend.
Arguably, no detention facility in the history of warfare has...
My producer informs me we'll have to do it when we come back. Why is that? We're out of time? Yeah, we're coming up on it. Okay. So you've got your homework assignment. Go to rawstory.com and look at the letter posted there by Representative John Conyers regarding this writer for the Post, Dana Milbank. See, this is how they do it, right? This is how they. By the same token, E.J. Dionne, who writes an opinion column, op-ed column for the Washington Post, had an extremely salient and profoundly moving column today in today's paper. But the reporters, I don't know what, you know, why is it necessary? Why do these reporters, oh God, don't even ask the question, Malloy. Why do these reporters feel it necessary to be so snarky and slimy and bitchy where it concerns people who are trying to save this republic, huh? Anybody have any ideas? All right, quick break. When we come back, we want you to hear the sound montage. Then we're going to go to phone calls for the final hour of the program. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You've heard the facts. Now spread the word. This is Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Bob,
you can take
this job. Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well,
you even know where to get startup money?
My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
You got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
CBS is looking for a news anchor. They're asking opinions from executives from MTV and executives who put together Oprah and Dr. Phil. The meetings were supposedly secret, although somebody did tell me that the most popular idea had to be scrapped because it was nearly impossible to do. That was Report the News. And the other was teach Paris Hilton to read.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1.
Hey, Maren. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced. It's been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, you know, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you know how you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone, and I just use him as a punching bag?
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do. He attends events for me sometimes. He stands in line for stuff. I make him buy condoms. Yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
Look, I'm sorry, man, but it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you, you know.
Mr. Maron, your clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me he fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man. So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if they could vote? Wow, that'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad. Kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again and kind of get the message. And just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water on you pretty much all the time.
Okay, man. But look, be nicer to your clone.
Yeah, whatever. Later, man.
Later.
new administration. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Every single complaint against the detainees and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained to disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
You dumb bastard. Oh, my God. All right, 10 before the hour. Here is a montage of sound bites from this week. Some of them maybe... supportive of truth, justice, and the American way. Others of them are utterly and absolutely destructive lies from the Bush crime family. Listen up, y'all.
It's good news week. Someone's dropped the bomb, so we're contaminating
atmosphere. Arguably, no detention facility in the history of warfare has been more transparent or received more scrutiny than Guantanamo.
People that are at Guantanamo are bad people. I mean, these are terrorists for the most part, and they are well treated. They're well fed.
This is the oven fried chicken entree. It has broccoli. It has peas and mushrooms. It has rice. It has pita bread. The inmates in Guantanamo have never eaten better. They've never been treated better, and they've never been more comfortable in their lives than in this situation. They are not touched in any inappropriate manner.
If I read this to you and didn't tell you that it was an FBI agent describing what Americans had done to prisoners in their control, you would most certainly believe this must have happened by Nazis.
If we are hit again, we need to hold these people in our country who are undermining our efforts responsible. You want some names? Leahy, Biden, Durbin, Boxer, Kennedy, Reed, Newsweek, Time,
the New York Times, Amnesty International. I hate you!
I never, never on the floor of the Senate made a diagnosis, nor would I ever do that.
Terry was blind. She had no cortical sight. There was no abuse of Terry.
What I'm asking for is that the state attorney, based on this new information, about the time from Terry Schiavo collapsed and when the 911 call was made.
Less than 5 weeks after the briefing at 10 Downing Street, Vice President Cheney gave a major speech in which he said, and I quote, "We now know that Saddam has resumed his efforts to acquire nuclear weapons. We've gotten this from the first-hand testimony of defectors, including Saddam's own son-in-law." This was a lie. Saddam's son-in-law, Hussein Kamil, told us just the opposite.
The leadership of this country rushed us into an illegal invasion of another sovereign country on prefabricated and cherry-picked intelligence. It appears that my boy Casey was given a death sentence even before he joined the Army in May of 2000.
This is simply rehashing old debates that have already been discussed. This is an individual who voted against the war in the first place. Our focus is not on the past.
Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? It's good news week. Balance, strength, the need for gold by stimulating.
There was just too much this week, wasn't there? There's just too much. But you notice that's happening more and more. It just overloads your circuits, doesn't it? And your circuit breakers just slam wide open. You just can't handle it anymore, right? I mean, that's what happened to me. I get the emails in here. I know exactly what a lot of folks who spend a little time listening to this program, but are tuned in to what's going on, and I read the emails. The ones that I don't filter out and just, because they're asinine, but the ones from real people. The overload that everybody's feeling right now, it's so true. My God, when you have a week like this week with this crazy bastard Duncan Hunter standing up there, showing plates of food that goes along with the torture. What kind of sickness is this? Then you find out that Kellogg Brown and Root is going to build a state-of-the-art facility down there for more torture. And the Schiavo autopsy report comes in and says exactly what the doctors have been saying for 15 years. She was a dead woman. And every single one of these pigs on the right, not a single one of them, I should say, had the decency, the human decency, the Christian decency to step up and say, okay, we made a mistake. And John Conyers' hearing, and the fact that it was held in that stinking little, filthy little broom closet, the business of the people of this republic, forced into that by these pig bastard Republicans. I hate this Republican Party. I hate this Christian religion as it is being practiced by these monsters. Ah, and Sensenbrenner, another pig, taking his gavel and going home. Again, the people's business. And then the last thing for me this week, and it was almost comical, was the report on ABC about the Kabbalistic Jews out in California. I'm sure that studious, religious, observant Jews just are disgusted by these people. Kabbalah is, or Kabbalah, how do you say it? Kabbalah is, you know, ancient mysticism. And hasn't the practice been that only male Jewish elders, okay, it's very sexist, could study this and get in? I don't know what it is. I have no idea. I don't care. I'm not interested. I just know about what you know. You know, I've read about it in Time or Newsweek over the past 5 or 6 or 7 years. You know, it's just more religious gibberish to me. It makes absolutely no sense. But when you see people like these Hollywood stars prancing around with their little, what is it, red beaded bracelet, red string bracelets or something? It's just a string bracelet. All of a sudden these, you know, it's like, how dare you? You know, how dare you do that? And then these people who represent the Kabbalah Center and this woman and her two sons tonight on ABC News, where they had made the claim, they sit there and make the claim that if you pray certain prayers over water, it changes the properties of water, changes it into a compound that is not H2O, changes it into something else. I don't know what, H21? You know, ZM76 kryptonite? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. We'll be back. Stay around. Phone calls.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
From TNT, executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, a six-week television event. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
This summer's most anticipated television event, Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting this Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There, thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care sector.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I did a forum on media bias, and evidently Sensenbrenner or someone on his staff saw it on C-SPAN, and then you got a call saying that's going to be the last one. What's the deal with that?
The way they operate is you're either on our team or you're off it.
Right.
The way we operate is let's all work together to get to the truth.
Those are two different approaches.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
This is Phyllis Hasbrook, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
CNN Radio News, I'm Michelle Wright. More than 40 million of you who have Visa or MasterCards could be at risk of third-party processing card systems, says there was a security breach. But they're working to improve security, says Vice President Bill Reeves.
Concurrent to the investigation proceedings that are ongoing, Card Systems is actually in the process of installing enhanced and additional security features recommended by the security assessor involved in this investigation.
The FBI has also gotten involved in the investigation. If you couldn't use your BlackBerry today, you weren't the only one. Subscribers with T-Mobile, Nextel, and Singular had problems for about 4 hours Friday. Singular's Mark Siegel says it wasn't their network's fault for the outage.
The cause was related to something in the RIM's own technology and network, and the wireless companies really had nothing to do with that.
Research in Motion, the makers of BlackBerry, haven't commented on the outage. Another development in the Natalie Holloway case, police in Aruba have arrested a fourth suspect, reports our Carl Penhall.
Police and prosecutors haven't told us of any connection, but talking to Stephen Cruz's boss, Marcus Williams, he says that he believes that he knew one of the Calpoe brothers through the Internet Cafe. Now, we know that Deepak, the eldest of the Calpoe brothers, the 21-year-old, worked at the CyberZone Internet Cafe, and it seems it's there where he knew Steve Cruz.
Cruz is a DJ on a party boat that runs off the island. For the second time this week, a helicopter plunged into the East River, but passengers and crew members were immediately rescued, says Police Commissioner Ray Kelly.
The pilot and co-pilot were picked up by a boat, a Half Moon, within the area. Three of the other individuals were brought in or brought to the shore by civilians.
This is CNN Radio News.
Can't sleep?
Uh-uh.
So you're about to take Tylenol PM.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a headache?
Uh-uh.
Backache?
Uh-uh.
Fever?
Uh-uh.
You should take Unisom so you don't over-medicate.
Huh?
Unisom doesn't have extra pain medicine like Tylenol PM.
Hmm.
Yet Unisom sleep gels have the same amount of the same sleep medicine as Tylenol PM.
Hmm.
Unisom sounds like a good idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unisom, the go-to-sleep medicine without the extra medicine. Use as directed.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom? Super Prostate Formula reduces nighttime urination and improves sleep. We're so confident that you'll be thrilled with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 1-800-414-2152. 1-800-414-2152. That's 1-800-414-2152.
President Bush is back out on the road working to gain support for his plan to revamp the Medicare system.
I believe those of us in public life have a responsibility to fix problems. I saw a problem, and fortunately members of both political parties came together to fix this problem, to modernize Medicare.
He'll also be setting out to shore up support for the war in Iraq.
The president plans to highlight progress made in Iraq as he tries to stem the tide of weakened support for the military operation there. Many people who were initial supporters of the war are now demanding that the troops come home, among them this man.
I think it's time to start looking at the ways to get out of there. It's been too long.
Were you initially a supporter of the war?
I was initially.
What's caused you to change your mind on that?
1,700 dead U.S. soldiers.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan says that Mr. Bush will try to remind Americans of what's at stake in Iraq. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
This is news from CNN Radio. The runaway bride will soon be telling her version of events on TV, reports our Ed McCarthy.
NBC's Dateline carries the interview with the runaway bride. Jennifer Wilbanks in that interview says her running away was a life or death decision for her. Wilbanks, who was interviewed by Katie Couric while holding hands with her fiancé John Mason, says she felt pressure about the planned wedding and was stressed because she's a perfectionist. Wilbanks, who was given 2 years probation for giving a false statement to police, has signed an exclusive deal with a media company that could lead to a made-for-TV movie. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
And we assume Tom Cruise is hoping the same thing won't be happening to him. He confirmed Friday he's engaged to actress Katie Holmes.
The premiere we wanted here in France because it's beautiful and it's romantic. And yes, I proposed to Kate last night.
A wedding date has yet to be set for the pair. I'm Michelle Wright. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Mornings at
Randy Rhodes, loud and left.
This Bush administration has done nothing but put more federal government on your back, in your bedroom, in your marriage.
Look at the Patriot Act.
Get a little Randy.
That was the federal government having the power to walk into your house, not having to announce that they've been there. You don't even have to be home anymore to sign the warrant. They don't have to tell you that they've been there. Why? Because they let Osama bin Laden escape from Tora Bora. Did I say that?
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1.
This is a letter about 8-month pregnant Billy LaTurner that never should have been written. It says, "The driver was drunk and crashed through my daughter's windshield and onto her. Billy was life-flighted to the hospital. Zachary was delivered by C-section 30 minutes after the wreck. Billy lived 8 hours. Zachary lived 9. Signed, Mrs. LaTurner."
What should you do to stop a friend from driving drunk? Whatever you have to. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, Department of Transportation, and RAD.
Here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
Just very quickly, I got an email here from Mike in St. Paul and also one from Karen in L.A. about, you know, when Jeb Bush and his wife Columba had to deal with their daughter Noelle's addiction and arrest and almost imprisonment, Jeb and his wife issued this statement. "This is a very serious problem. Unfortunately, substance abuse is an issue confronting many families across our nation. We ask the public and media to respect our family's privacy during this difficult time so we can help our daughter. They ask the media and the public to respect their privacy." And look what they're doing to Michael Schiavo. Look what they did to Terri Schiavo. You know, this is the thing that drives me insane. Does it not also drive you insane? The hypocrisy of these people is boundless, isn't it? It just continues to rise. You can't stop it, no matter what happens. I think about the pig man, his hypocrisy. I think about Jeb Bush. It just goes on and on, doesn't it? Huh? We ask for your privacy, we ask that you respect our privacy while we try to deal with this terrible thing that's happened to our daughter Noelle. Can you imagine Michael Schiavo saying, "You know, I ask for that you respect my privacy while I try to deal with this terrible thing that happened to my wife 15 years ago as I make this profoundly difficult decision to make." And the vermin showed up, the Christian vermin and the political Nazi vermin, just rats and silverfish and cockroaches. They just showed up outside this hospice. And the leading vermin of the whole group was Sean Hannity. And they go down there and they cluster around like maggots around literally a dead body. And they just feed and eat and excrete and feed and eat some more. It's just horrifying. It's vile. But when it's their turn in the glass box, we ask you to respect our privacy. You know, we're a family struggling with this very difficult issue. Our daughter is a junkie, and we don't know why, and we have to deal with it. Can you all just go away and let us deal? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? All right, if I don't do some phone calls, Kathy's going to cancel the program. So Frank is calling from Ontario, Canada. Now, Frank, what is it you want to do for us here? Frank?
Sorry, what? I can't hear you properly. Speak up. My ears. How many kittens will God kill for listening to me? You see, liberals like you are in self-destruct mode. Every day they get angrier, they're obsessed with rage. The more success we Republicans have, the angrier they get. So you know what you do? You go out and you attack soldiers, and then you attack your own country as being no different than Soviet gulags and Pol Pot and Cambodia and Adolf Hitler and the Nazis?
No, Frank.
That's how you take advantage of it?
Frank, I have to ask you something, with all due respect. I appreciate you calling in. I really do. But did you... it said here you wanted to do an impersonation of Rush Limbaugh. You held on for 2 hours to do this?
You know, it's a different era in America. And I think that these people don't get that 911 changed everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Cindy yesterday, come on, it's out in the can, Mike. It was from a Democratic prepared script.
Well, you know, you're right.
And you know, Joel Wilson, he sounds like Hans Blix, you know, a bumbling inspector, Clouseau. You know, he doesn't really find anything.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I've always thought...
My Tillamahum chair in front of my golden extra, I mean, excellence and broadcasting.
Yeah.
Microphone,
yeah. Well, I don't know.
It's all over. It's the same fraternity hazing, you know, I get more, Mike. Bush doesn't care about low poll numbers. He gets what he needs to be done. No flip-flopping. He's strong on defense.
Yeah.
And that's why in the world, the thing that's going to appeal to people outside their old kook fridge, kook base remains a huge mystery to me.
That's very true.
It's aid and comfort to the enemy, Mike.
All right, Frank. Listen, thanks, man. Thanks a lot for checking in. I do appreciate it. You have a nice weekend, Frank. Take care. Dave is calling from California. Dave, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on as long as you did. Now, wait a minute. I got David in Chicago. David in Chicago, I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay.
And then I'm going to come to you in a minute, but first I have to go to Dave in California. Dave in California. Hey, welcome to the program, Dave.
Thanks, Mike. You know, early in your program, you did something that you do over and over and over again, and that is struggle with this definition of Christian and how you're not talking about the true followers of Christ, but you're talking about the people who have commandeered
right.
Christianity and so forth. And the Saturday morning guy on your Air America affiliate out here in L.A. came, I don't know if he came up with it, but he used a term which I thought was brilliant.
Okay.
Christianist. And Christianism.
Those are the fakes.
And it dovetails nicely with Islamist.
Islamist,
okay. In terms of, you know, a religion trying to take over a government, it dovetails nicely with corporatist, which you used earlier tonight.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it gets across the idea very quickly. You don't have to explain it. There it is. They're Christianists. They're cultists.
That's good. Did you send me the email about that? Did you? Several days ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm writing it down this time on a Post-it pad. I'm going to put it right here in front of me because I like that. I had just forgotten it. Christianist.
The other thing I wanted to mention very quickly was a couple of nights ago, a fellow said that he enjoyed how emotional you got. And I have sent you an email on that as well, that I don't usually enjoy rage, but your rage is like a breath of fresh air. It's refreshing. And anybody who's known me for a while has heard this rant about the mass media fear machine, where you have on television perfectly coiffed people with perfectly coiffed voices saying the most horrific things in just a beautiful delivery, followed immediately by, ads for erection pills and detergent. And there is no emotional impact. It's all the same emotional level. So the American public has become immune to really feeling these horrors and feeling the sadness and the grief and the outrage, I think, because of the way this news has been delivered to them for so long.
I think you're probably right. There's no differentiation between a really, really, really important story and a car chase on the one of the freeways in L.A.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think
so,
you're
Mike,
right.
Please keep raging. Keep the emotional level high, because that's what people need to shake them out of their, you know, their numbness.
Yeah, I got you. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. All right, Dave, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for checking in, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have a nice evening. Brother Sky Blue, Brother Sky Blue is calling in from Memphis. Brother Sky, how are you?
Hey, Mike.
Did you get your cell phone battery charged?
Yeah, I hope I've got my technical difficulties took care of, because I sure like to talk to you, Mike. You got a brain, you see. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Well, the earth is all men's natural-like body, but the heaven represents our higher nature, our intellectual nature. And I believe Jesus Christ was a great intellectual. I don't care if he was born of a virgin. I don't care if he come out of a tomb. I'm still a born-again Christian, because those writings mean something to me. You know, I would say by a radio preacher, Gardner Ted Armstrong, and eventually I came around and discovered the theological writings of Emanuel Swedenborg. But you know, Frank's pretty good, Mike, but I've stung these radio right religious broadcasters, Hal Lindsey and Marlon Maddox. Uh-huh. I got in on all of them, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm really not. I put my there. Yeah, Frank would have been better if he'd had a better address, you know, like more polished, like you and me. Like, I'm not really. I put my dentures in before I call you, and I'm not really resentful about your fancy dental implants. You know, we like Americans. We like to let other people get their kicks for us. We like, you know, watch MTV Cribs and stuff. We live in our little dreary apartments. You know, it's like that's what it is, Hollywood and all. And so I like you movie stars and stuff on the radio. I talked to Jenny Garofalo and Jerry Springer. I love Air America, man.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any problem with my having gotten dental implants?
No, but Mike, I think that Jesus will bring you through any kind of drugs. I think they should all be tolerated and allowed to be prescribed by doctors. Ecstasy, marijuana, amphetamines, crack, whatever a doctor says you can handle. Just because you're some little...
When he did it again. He did it again. Brother Sky, you said you paid your cell phone bill. Oh, my God. I love him. That's Brother Sky Blue. He's a street preacher from Memphis. You have to say that right. If you're going to say Memphis, you have to say it right. Memphis, Tennessee. We'll be right back.
Down here, showing everyone his gun. Handing out free tickets to the wedding of his son. And me, I nearly got busted. And wouldn't it be my luck?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Vote with your radio presets. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Big Ed. Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
More bad news for the governor. You know his approval rating, by the way, has dropped from 65% to 43%.
Wow.
And falling.
These nurses and teachers and firemen with a bunch of whiny girly men and girly girls. They're about to cast a living raise. Come on! You just got the raise 7 years ago, greedy Schweinehunde.
Stephanie Miller.
And don't get me started on Stephanie Miller. I want to run her over with my Panzer.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did you... How did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah?
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gas thing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everybody grabs onto something, a couple of species drop out, you get used to it. All right, see? There, it stopped.
All right, so, okay, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very slim. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can
say. Knowledge is power, and the mic gives us knowledge.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic, 92.1.
Early on that I recognize there are hurdles and we're going to achieve those hurdles. There's no doubt in my mind we will.
I was standing. You were there.
About 23 past the hour. Will is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Will, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Truth Screecher. Screech O.
You almost got that out.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's all right.
All right. I was just amazed that the Saudis not only have the oil that burned the Twin Towers, but now they can have nukes, and we don't have anything to say about it.
Not a word. No, they're exempt. You know, they're exempt.
I would urge you to not support terrorists and buy Citgo or Lukoil oil, one that's not sourced from a Wahhabist-supporting state.
Yeah, but didn't I read somewhere on the internet that's nothing more than an urban legend about Citgo? Snopes.com or someplace said that the Citgo story is not true? They use oil like every other refiner that comes from wherever. I mean, I don't know. At this point, I don't know. That's one of the reasons as soon as we can afford it, we're going to buy a hybrid. Try to get away from using as much fossil fuel as we can.
Oh, that's good. Do you know that the $9 billion missing in Iraq could have provided gas masks for 180 million Americans?
Sure.
Myself, Randy, Sean, who'd feel a lot more secure in the homeland.
that's very true.
One of those.
yeah.
And finally, I was waiting on a heavy metal enforcement agency in terms of that would have an equal budget to the Drug Enforcement Agency, given, you know, the risk and the harm that heavy metals are causing between the brain lesions of these babies that are, you know, have the deformities and the there are also neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's where heavy metals now may play a role. So.
Well, you know, when you said heavy metal, I thought you were talking about, you know, groups like Mountain.
I know.
You're talking about heavy metals in the bloodstream.
Yeah, like toxins.
Like mercury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the Roman Empire fell because of lead, and we might go down because of mercury and other heavy metals.
Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you, that before we tried to secure Iraq so we can rape and pillage, that we would try to secure the health and safety of our own children. But never mind. This is United States of America in 2005, Bush's America, and we're not interested in our own children.
No. It's the one in which Bush fiddled while New York City burned.
Yeah, I hear that. Hey, Will, thanks a lot, man. Take it easy, okay?
No problem.
All right, have a good weekend. Joy is calling from Santa Cruz, California. Hey, Joy.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, I want to apologize.
About what now?
Well, no, because I cursed the last time and you had to cut me off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you said the BS word.
You got to be cool.
You got to be cool, Joy, all right?
Well, I will be tonight.
All right.
I swear. On whatever Bible people believe in. Is that okay?
That's fine. Oh. Always good to hear from you, all of our callers. And, I don't necessarily have any problem with the language. There's some language I don't think is good on the air. This is Air America right now has a huge bullseye, a huge target painted on all of our backs.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, and there's nothing.
I sent you two emails, if not three, begging you to forgive me.
Did I answer?
No.
Okay. Well, I get so many. Well, here you are, so I must have forgiven you.
I guess you must have.
Now we got all that settled. What the hell did you call in about? Never mind. Yeah. We got to do a commercial. Hold on, Joy.
All right. Thank you.
We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
So long, honey, baby. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, baby. So I just say fairly well. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Stripping away the right-wing rhetoric, Madison's progressive talk, The Mike, 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. It's not enough that a certain giant oil company pretends that global warming doesn't exist. Now it's behind an active campaign to confuse the subject. In May, Mother Jones magazine reported that ExxonMobil has given millions to fake scientists and junk journalists. Then last week, the New York Times reported that a senior White House official has repeatedly watered down government reports on global warming. Philip A. Cooney, the former oil lobbyist with no scientific training, has been altering reports to soften the conclusions. Also last week, the UK Guardian reported that the Bush administration consulted with ExxonMobil before deciding not to sign the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty. Let me repeat. The President of the United States was taking marching orders from the world's most powerful oil company. Get the real story on MotherJones.com and now on Mother Jones Radio. Hear Mother Jones Radio Sundays on Air America Radio. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361.
unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1.
I'm Lee Rayburn, and on June 10th, James Sensenbrenner, the U.S. representative of the North and West Milwaukee suburbs and chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, abruptly ended a committee hearing regarding renewing 16 items of the USA Patriot Act after cutting off witnesses and fellow committee members. Sensenbrenner literally took the gavel and left the room along with the other Republican committee members, shutting off the microphones and the lights. One of the witnesses silenced at the hearing continued to testify off the record. Dr. James Zavi, president of the Arab American Institute, said, "As we are lecturing foreign governments, I'm really troubled by what kind of lesson this is going to teach other countries around the world. The lesson is that Republicans like Sensenbrenner are truly afraid of real democracy, actual freedom, and American debate." Sensenbrenner has also made a name for himself in forcing through the Real ID Act without a single hearing and absolutely no discussion. It was added to an Iraqi supplemental spending bill and will require DMV employees to verify the authenticity of three forms of identification for every American. Real ID also gives Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff the authority to bypass our courts and waive any law. For certain, Sensenbrenner's controversial legislation and its implementation would have been best served by addressing the obvious problems. But for him, it's more about consolidating power than creating constitutional and fundamental Homeland Security. Last December, the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, John Conyers, was forced to hold informal forums after Sensenbrenner refused to hold any official House hearings. After Conyers' recent media reform forum, Sensenbrenner's deputy chief of staff sent an email to a minority staffer that read, "I'm watching your forum on C-SPAN just to let you know it was your last. Don't bother asking for a room again." Conyers was recently barred from holding a forum on investigating the Downing Street minutes in the U.S. House, supported by over 100 representatives and over a half million Americans. It was only after an enormous public outcry that Sensenbrenner capitulated and allowed the informal forum inside a House hearing room. James Sensenbrenner is no doubt afraid of debate and cowering from the truth, but the cockroaches will always scurry when the lights are turned on them. Keep the pressure on cowards like Wisconsin's own James Sensenbrenner.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
89 members of Congress have asked this president whether or not intelligence was manipulated to lead the United States into war, and there's been no response from the White House. And today we come to find out they were bombing Iraq the whole time. The president was standing there and telling us war is a last resort.
Randy Rhodes.
They were lying. They were lying.
Weekdays at 5 on the Mic 92.1 and the Mic921.com.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crab in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crap their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
Environmentalism and social justice. Find out who's winning on Ring of Fire, Saturdays at 4 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Welcome back. 26 before the hour. We're talking with Joy, who called in from Santa Cruz. Okay, where were we?
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, there's a couple things I want to say, and this is, I think, presenting a sea change. And if anybody doesn't know what a sea change means, that means a major shift in the way people are looking at things.
Uh-huh.
First of all, in the Washington Post, they are reporting that Walt Jones is now pushing legislation, and he is a Republican,
yeah,
to try and pull people out of Iraq.
Right.
We need to acknowledge it when they do well. He is a North Carolina senator who was the one who pushed freedom fries.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But we need to acknowledge when he does something good.
Yeah, I know that positive reinforcement thing. I've always liked that, but only when I'm dealing with 2 and 3 year olds, I have a real hard time. And I know, I understand, because I've seen people do it. Every time one of these repukes acts like a living, breathing, normal human being, we're all supposed to go, "Oh, that was so good. Oh, you're such a good boy. You're a good boy. Come here. Let me pat you on the head. Oh, you're such a good boy." You know, and what I want to say is, "You dumb bastard, what took you so long?"
Wait.
Yeah, I know. I'm wrong.
You're wrong on this one.
Of course I am.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but you're wrong on this one.
I understand, of course. Yes, I know.
I saw him personally signing letters, and he's written 1,300 letters of apologies and condolences.
Right.
To people who've lost members of their family, and he's still writing more of them.
Well, that's because he's trying to stay out of hell. He's trying to get dispensations. Some people go burn candles. This guy is writing letters. You know, this guy did more in his way.
That's taking a lot of time. It's taking more time than the president did.
I understand. I like I said though, Joy, I have a real difficult time in talking to a fully formed grown adult when they do something right, patting them on their little ass and telling them they did a good job. I believe in doing that with 2-year-olds, but I have a hard time doing it with members of Congress. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do understand.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, though, is if he's doing that, we should encourage him, because other people will do it if we encourage him.
Okay.
Okay?
But leave me out of this one, okay? I don't want to have to sign a petition.
I'm not asking you to send any letters, but if anybody else wants to say thank you for actually honoring these troops, I think we should.
Okay.
I mean, it takes a lot for a Republican to say, "I disagree with the president" at this point, because they're all being threatened with their lives.
Well, okay, I understand, but again,
I really think that's the point, and he's kind of said that today. And what you missed, because you were just coming into the show,
yeah,
you missed the interview on CNN.
With who?
CNN.
With him? With this guy?
Yes.
Oh, really? What, tonight? Yes. Tonight or when?
Tonight.
Okay.
And he said, and when somebody said, "Well, do you think that the Republicans are being threatened?" And he said, "I wouldn't put it in those terms. I'd say they're concerned." Isn't that interesting?
Well, but see, there he goes again. You know, he should say, "Hell yes, we're being threatened."
Well, I mean, he's still scared. He's part of the problem. But on the other hand, he's actually standing up for people.
All right.
So
all right.
We have to honor the fact that at least he's trying to stand up.
Okay, I got you, Joy. I got to move on, but I hear what you say. Let's you and I respectfully disagree on each on this one. If somebody wants to write a letter to this clown, thanking him for being an honest, breathing, living human being.
And Aaron Brown actually covered the story tonight.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Joy. I appreciate you checking in. The story that he covered, I guess, was the Downing Street Minutes story. Way to go, Aaron Brown. No, I'm certainly not trying to pick a fight with anybody. I understand Joy's position, and her position is that of a lot of people. I see it all over the internet. You know, every time one of these repukes acts like a real human being, you know, the word goes out. Okay, let's support him. And I understand the rationale behind that, and understand the reason. I'm not arguing with the logic. I'm not. I'm just saying, from my point of view, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I can't. Congratulate a fully grown adult for acting like a fully grown adult. I can't do it. I normally don't read fan mail on the air, but this one is almost unique. Now, usually my, quote, staff, close quote, keep letters like this from me, but, you know, they don't want me to get a big head and, you know, start acting like Ed Schultz or Rush Limbaugh or somebody like that, you know, and trying to convince people that I'm brilliant and all that kind of stuff. So they keep most of the letters from me. But, you know, back when I did theater, our artistic director in our company said, rule one, don't ever read your reviews. And we said, well, why is that, Mr. Eddie? And he said, because if they're good, you'll act like you just got a good review, and if they're bad, you'll just shrink. So, you know. But they gave me this one. All right, this is good. Let me see it. Can I see it? Okay. Just start reading it. You're going to scroll it up for me? Okay. You remind me of puke. What? Of course, I wasn't around when Hitler or Mussolini or Pol Pot were vomiting on the world, but I get to hear you, you ignorant, blasphemous, stuttering puke. It's the only word that comes to mind as your toxic vomit spews out of your stupid mouth. I don't think you are capable of completing a sentence, yet you mock those who can. You reek with evil, and you will face God like all of us. In the meantime, you've puffed up puke. I'm spreading your evil name all over town, posting your vomit for everyone to smell. Also, as soon as I have time, I'm reporting you for mocking Christianity. In fact, taking our Lord's name in vain like an ignorant hell's angel. But you are no angel. You are a wicked liar and prevaricator. And why you are allowed to throw up on the air is incredible to me. But I'm spreading the truth about you, you antichrist. I guarantee you, you are on the slippery slope to hell. And everyone you affect with your poison, you will be held accountable for. In my lifetime, you are the puke of all time. You are the most disgusting human being I've ever heard on air. And why you are allowed to throw up on air is a prototype of Satan himself. If you mocked Muhammad, you would be off the air in a heartbeat. And I intend to everything in my power to report you to everyone in the world until you are taken off the air, you scum of the earth. You actually think you are brilliant. You can't even complete a thought, let alone a phrase. I listen to you in disbelief. I ask myself, how could such garbage be given airtime, except that your boss must be a puke too? I will do everything possible to get you off the air in this state, and I hope you rot in hell for the evil you are spreading! Wow, that was pretty refreshing. That was really great. But I've never seen the word vomit or puke used so many times in the space of 700 words or however long that was in my life. Oh, my God. All right. Marge is calling from Indiana. You're back again?
Like that proverbial penny, I just keep popping up all
Boy,
the time.
Did you write that letter? Because the person didn't sign their name to it. Did you write that?
Hell no. I mean, you know, I ran out of crayons. I couldn't write something like
That's
that.
That's very true. Besides, it came via the internet instead of mail, so I guess it wouldn't have been for you. Well, hi, Marge. What's up? A big brouhaha in Chicago about Durbin?
Oh, darling, they're having a conniption fit the likes of which you wouldn't believe.
Right, now explain
the last couple of days, you know, from when Senator Durbin got up and read that email.
Right.
And then said if I didn't tell you what it was, that you'd think it was something from
right.
Nazi Germany. Well, they forgot to talk about the email. They just said that he was comparing
sure.
Guantanamo to Nazi and
sure.
gulags and all the rest of it. And not till you find out that he was reading an mm-hmm. FBI email, you think, hey, wait a minute, you know. And the
Well, see, Limbaugh and Hannity and the rest, and Don Wade and the rest of these pigs on WLS, they don't care about the truth. They don't care. So, are the newspapers supporting Durbin?
Well, you know, they finally got the whole story on page one today, but they also list comments from the Washington Times and the pig man himself, and I don't know who Roberta Combs is.
I don't either. Hey, can you hold on a second, Marge?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on just a second. We got to do a commercial. We'll come back. We'll come right back to Marge. All right. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, telling the truth since 2004.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful, and all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
From TNT, executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, a six-week television event. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
This summer's most anticipated television event, Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting this Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I'm sitting in bed last night, and the only thing I'm thinking about was the suspicious-looking loner who comes up and goes, you know, hey, how are you? Oddly, because usually I'm a coward even in my fantasies. In that one, literally, I leapt over this counter and grabbed the gun, threw him over that counter, and dumped hot coffee on his. It was beautiful. The show ended, but we all went out for breakfast afterwards. It was good.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife, Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter, Marcia, his driver, Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put-together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
The Mic is a much-needed radio station in Madison. It's great to have you here. You're all great to listen to. And to Randy Rhodes, you go, girl.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's come through a hole.
It's 10 before 1, thanks to the crew in New York. Colin Tipton, Justin Yuen is working tonight. David Fizikas, thanks, guys. I do appreciate it. Our out-of-studio crew, Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark in New York State, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it very much. And, of course, Catherine Bay, our executive producer, without whom I would have to sleep alone. You puke. Right. All right, back to Marge. All right, now, Marge, tell me how the Sun-Times and the Tribune is reporting the attack on Dick Durbin.
Well, I can't tell you about the Sun-Times, but the Tribune, you know, are just talking about his passion ignites foes' ire, and that all the critics are, you know, going crazy. Mm-hmm. But he...
What have you listened to that No Talent Don Wade and his ditzy wife?
On WLS? On Fritz the last few days. I can't handle that.
Okay.
But, you know, I do listen to my Cubs station because, well, you know how I am about my Cubs. But
I know you how you are about the Chicago Cubs. This year? Oh, never mind.
Be nice.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought up this year, where it concerns the Cubs.
They're going to build a MASH unit in the corner of Clark and Addison.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
for people like you who go to a game and have a medical emergency, right?
Right, yeah, sure. But anyhow, Durbin has refused to apologize.
Well, I would hope.
And he's even gone so far as to say that this administration should apologize to the American people for abandoning the Geneva Convention.
There you go. There you go.
One other thing real quick. Do you know anybody that might have taped the Letterman show last night?
With Clinton?
Yeah.
No, but I've gotten some emails where he was really coming across like a Republican.
Oh, geez. I mean, he asked, the first segment was, you know, comparing notes on their open heart surgery. And then he asked him how come he was such good friends with H.W. Bush, and he says, oh, I've always liked him. And I thought, okay. Even to the point where Ma Barker was, Babs, was in calling him son.
Yeah.
And he, you know, when he got up to speak, he says, don't get excited. He says, they're just trying to get more family members to be president, and that he was looking how maybe he could get them to adopt Hillary. But the second question that came up was, and Letterman just looked at him and he says, what do you think about the Downing Street memo?
Mm-hmm.
And for one split nanosecond, old Blue Eyes was speechless.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on it.
Oh, Jesus.
And I thought, you lying.
Yeah, somebody sent me an email about something else he said that I found, and I don't have the email right in front of me, but something else he said that was particularly offensive. Coming from what most people believe was our last Democratic president.
Mm.
And you know, my feeling is, I've said it a million times, and I'm not trying to be cute, but Bill Clinton was the best Republican president we've had in the past 150 years. But he was a Republican, period.
Yeah.
End of story. So
he did go on to make, you know, he hadn't seen the Downing Street memo, but he did go on to make a remark that maybe there was some reason why Cheney was visiting the CIA and it wasn't just to have coffee with the boys. And I thought, well, now, where are we going here? Which side of the bread are you buttering for yourself?
I know. I continue to find Clinton, even though I think he's not in the same league of killers as Bush and Pappy and Junior. He's not in the same league as Negroponte or any of those people. You know, he made sure a certain number, I don't remember what the number was, of Serbs and Yugoslavs, civilians, were killed in the NATO bombing runs against Milosevic. And he also made sure Clinton did, that an awful lot of American jobs were driven out of the country
with NAFTA.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's not in the league with these other mass killers, but Bill Clinton has, you know, he's got some things to talk to his God about, like most people do.
Well, you know, there's a fast death and a slow death. Slow death, you know, you don't have a job and you don't have insurance and you don't have whatever the hell. And there's that kind of dying. And then, you know, you get blown away with a bullet. So, I mean,
yeah,
pick your poison.
I know what you mean.
But it was that second part of it, the look on his face, gee, I wish you could get a hold of something somewhere, that he hadn't seen it.
Yeah,
it sort of caught him off guard.
Mm-hmm. And I guess he hasn't picked up a newspaper, and he hasn't heard any. Never looks at websites, so he doesn't know anything about it, right?
No, he's just walking around in his little mist. He's doing his little job for the victims of the tsunami, and like that.
Well, that's good work. I mean, I'm glad he's doing it. I'm glad he's doing that work. Aren't you?
Well.
You know, speaking on behalf of people...
It's work that's got to be done, as long
right.
as it's being done. You know, that there's a lot of people there that still don't have housing and sewers and all the rest of it, but...
Yeah, it's easy to get the pledges. It's hard to collect on them. It is, you know. Any fundraiser will tell you that. And last thing I read about the tsunami victims was of the billions it was pledged, very few of it has come through. Very few of the actual money has come through. And filtered down to the people who had their lives and their children and their homes and their spouses murdered by the water. So, I hope Clinton succeeds in that. Hey, listen, Marge, we got to go.
Yeah, well, take care. Have a nice weekend and happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. God knows I'm a father. Thanks, Marge. You have a happy Father's Day, too. You know what I mean. Marge's son used to call us from the West Coast, didn't he? I wonder if he's ever going to call again. I hope. Hey, thanks for participating this week, y'all. On whatever level you did, I do appreciate it. We deeply appreciate it. I'll see you Monday, okay? Have a great weekend. Take care. Watch your back, all right? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. It's not enough that a certain giant oil company pretends that global warming doesn't exist. Now it's behind an active campaign to confuse the subject. In May, Mother Jones magazine reported that ExxonMobil has given millions to fake scientists and junk journalists. Then last week, the New York Times reported that a senior White House official has repeatedly watered down government reports on global warming. Philip A. Cooney, the former oil lobbyist with no scientific training, has been altering reports to soften the conclusions. Also last week, the UK Guardian reported that the Bush administration consulted with ExxonMobil before deciding not to sign the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty. Let me repeat. The President of the United States was taking marching orders from the world's most powerful oil company. Get the real story on MotherJones.com and now on Mother Jones Radio. Hear Mother Jones Radio Sundays on Air America Radio. This has been a Mother Jones.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
We're talking to Danny Goldberg, who is my boss, and he's great. How we doing, boss?
You're doing great. I assume you've congratulated the people in Madison, Wisconsin on their enormous good taste in making your show number one there. Number one, period.
Number one, period, of all radio.
Yeah.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Hi, I'm P.S. Mueller, and I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA